Good afternoon. I would like to call the animal control proceedings for the city of Palm Coast, Florida, to order for February 3rd, 2015 at 1 p.m. Welcome to the city of Palm Coast, the animal control hearings. My name is Jennifer Nix, and I'm the hearing officer for these proceedings. I would like to briefly outline the format for these proceedings. This is a public hearing. These proceedings are quasi-judicial in nature. The formal rules of evidence shall not apply. The fundamental due process shall be observed and govern these proceedings. All testimony shall be under oath and shall be recorded. There's no public comment portion of these proceedings. Hearings shall be called in the order of the sign-in sheet and then is docketed unless otherwise announced. When your case is called, please come to the podium and identify yourself. The city will first speak, presenting relevant information and evidence for review. Following the city's presentation, you will have your opportunity to speak and present information. Following an assessment of the evidence and testimony, I will enter a decision regarding the matter, and then your hearing is concluded and you may leave. An order will be sent to you via mail. I ask that anyone who is here and will provide testimony, if you could raise your right hand. Thank you. Do you hereby swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give this afternoon is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you God?
I do.
Yes. Okay, thank you. All right, thanks. We'll go ahead and get started. The first item on the agenda, if you could please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all. Thank you. Okay, and we've already sworn in staff and respondents. The next item of business is the approval of the December 2nd, 2014 minutes, and I've already reviewed those and accept them as presented here today. Thank you, Judy. All right, the first case to be heard on the docket will be Ms. Ariel Curtis. You're here. So if you could please just approach the podium. And as I mentioned, the city will go ahead and give some basic information, and then you'll have your opportunity to speak, and we'll handle things. Thanks. Whatever you're ready to.
Okay. Case number 20141024-25. Nathan Prince and Ariel Curtis, 26 Riverdale Lane, for Harley Hunter, neutered dog. The rabies are good until December 15th of 2016. This is for failure to license an animal. This was a mandatory appearance. Because in February 2013, there was no response to the first and second notice to license Harley Hunter. We issued a $75 citation. They complied, so we withdrew the citation. In December of 2013, after not hearing from them for the first and second notice to renew for Harley Hunter, a $75 citation was issued. They submitted, so we withdrew the citation. We mailed a first notice on July 1st of 2014. Second notice on October 9th of 2014. We didn't hear anything from them since this is the third time we were issuing a $75 citation. We decided that this would be a mandatory appearance, and they did come in and submit. So Harley Hunter does have a current license tag at this time, but the city feels that the $75 citation should stand this time, since it was the third one.
Okay, let me just answer this. So, just to recap, Judy, in the past, there have been two different times that they were issued, then withdrawn.
Correct.
And then you all wanted, of course, the mandatory appearance today, just because it's the third time that you all are having to follow up to essentially compel compliance.
Correct.
From the respondent.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. And are you Ariel Curtis?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you for coming in. You go ahead, and then I'll ask some questions.
I fully admit to not being able to pay the fees. It wasn't a matter of an action that needed to be taken. It was more of a financial inability. And my husband has not had very good hours the last year. We've been struggling to pay our bills. And, I mean, if it came down to a matter of paying for diapers or coming up with $10 for a fee, it really wasn't on our top priority. And, I mean, it was something we knew that had to be done. I mean, at some point we realized, you know, hey, we've got to come up with this $10, but we just didn't have it. And in August, I mean, his dwindling hours obviously amounted to something because his boss called him one day and he said, nope, we're bankrupt. Don't come to work today. You're done. And we spent 2 months without any income in our house except for the pennies that we get from unemployment. So we spent the last few months struggling just to keep our power on because FPL doesn't like it when you don't pay your bill. And we have 3 children in the house. You know, there's priorities that we had to follow. And it just, I mean, it's important that we pay these things. We understand that. It's not something that we brushed off. But, I mean, at the time, we just didn't even have that. We didn't have diapers for our son. We didn't even have the money to buy toilet paper. We had to call his parents on many occasions to help us out. And it's just something that we just couldn't afford. And that's it. I mean, we went, we took them, and the bit of money that I had from my school disbursement, because I'm a full-time college student, I paid for their vaccinations and got them up to date with the vet, and we eventually paid the fee a few weeks ago. But a couple of months ago, it was a completely different story. We just couldn't pay for it. I mean, he was on unemployment the month of September, and we were just trying to keep our house from going into foreclosure. We were trying to stay ahead of our bills and provide for our children, and we couldn't even afford gas to take them to school. I got on my bicycle and I pedaled my kids to school. We didn't even have gas in the car. So it was just a really bad financial place that we've been in, and it's been 2 years coming now. And thank God, knock on wood, he's got a good job now, but he's had to stay in Sanford because he can't afford the gas back and forth right now. So we don't even get to see him. But at least now, you know, we know our mortgage is paid, we know our power is still on, our water's running, and we're just starting to catch up on everything now. And that's where we're at. It wasn't a matter of ignoring the notices or, you know, not taking a corrective action. We just didn't have the money. And that's all it boiled down to. And in a couple months, I'll have my degree, so we'll all be good. And I'll be working. Well, no, actually, I have a few more years to get a PhD, but I'll at least have another degree under my belt. I mean, times are just hard for everyone. And, I mean, for us to have to call his parents just to buy toilet paper for our house is ridiculous. But it really just boiled down to financial inability. And that's all this was, which we just couldn't afford it.
All right. Thank you for that information. When was the animal license paid for, Judy?
January 7th. Ariel did come in at one point to pay it. I believe it was when you first got the citation.
Yeah.
You had come in.
But we didn't have the $75 fine to pay on top of it, and that's what they were asking for. And if I would have known, I could have just paid the $10.
No, actually, it was me that you spoke to, and I did say that you could license the dog now, but he would still have, but you'd still have to appear at the hearing, and you said, well, that's his dog, so he can deal with it, and you left, and you didn't get the license at that time.
It's embarrassing. It's just an embarrassing situation.
With, dogs neutered or not neutered, because you said $10, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not.
I have two conflicting things. Neutered.
Mm.
No?
No, he's not neutered.
That's the next. It does say $10, so.
Yeah, that's next on the list of things to get done. But no, he's not.
Well, you've had him for a while. You're going to do that to him now?
Oh, I don't know. I feel bad about doing it at all. Those are his parts. I don't know. I can't. I don't know. I feel weird if somebody wanted to take my parts out.
All right. So, not a new dog.
Right. So that was my mistake on this.
So that was $10. Let's see. Excuse me, I'll just glance through something. I want to figure out how I want to move forward here. Just so you're aware, Ms. Curtis, when, let's see, the animal license, if it was paid January 7th, good, that's great. But as far as when that expires, for her moving forward, so you can let her know today, the next time that she would have to pay.
I wish they would allow people to register them for a few years in advance and make it non-refundable. The city can profit from it, and people don't have to worry about licensing for 3 years. I mean,
We don't profit from anything, believe me. Not anything to do with
that. I'm saying, if people know that they're going to be here, just let them pay a couple years in advance. Everybody's happy. Nobody has to remember anything. And that's it. If they move, that's it. My $20 go away. It's easy.
Let's see. And also, for purposes of the record, Judy, I know that you had referenced documents, and I have looked at all the cases prior to coming here. But did you want to move that into evidence as Exhibit A so it's in the record?
Yes, I do. Thank you. And this expires September 8th, the license tag.
Okay, and I just wanted her to be able to tell you the date, because even though it's January 7th, it's not as though it starts at that and rolls for a year.
Right.
So know that this is coming up again September 8th.
God willing, we don't have any other issues. He's got a good job now.
For future, if something like this happens, calling us and talking to us about it, asking for an extension or something like that, but we never heard anything from you. So
I try to work. I try to do odd jobs where I can, because I have children in school. I have to make sure that...
But we don't know this unless you call and tell us what's going on.
Okay. Okay, so your animal... Harley Hunter, just so I can get a couple things confirmed. You're still at 26 Riverdale Lane?
Yes.
Okay. And then I understand that the city's requesting that I impose the $75 citation. Given that, and I understand that this has apparently happened a few different times. But typically when I'm in these hearings, you know, what I would end up doing for someone that owes a $10 license fee is say, yeah, if they're in violation, you know, they've got X number of days to pay the $10 or $5 fee, or the $75 citation would be upheld. So I'm not comfortable imposing it because you paid this time. However, what... trying to think of how to craft what I want to do here. As far as you having been in violation, though, you were. You're not now, to date, because you actually paid for that. But at the time of them having issued the citation, you were. So I think one way that I could do this is find that at the time of the citation being issued to you on... October 27th. I'm going to find that you were in violation on October 27th, 2014, though you came into compliance on January 7th when you paid. And what essentially that means is if I'm making a finding that you were in violation when this was written, this is considered a first-time offense, even though there have been multiple different times that they've sent things out to you. Because you hadn't been here before, it was a first-time offense. But now, you know, they've requested that you come here today because there have been multiple times that they've had to put in city staff time and whatnot in following up to get you to comply with this. So my point is, I'm going to find that you're in violation October 27th, 2014, but that you came into compliance on January 7th, 2015, by paying the $10. So I'm not going to impose the citation amount as the city has requested, but in knowing that an order has been entered on this, if you don't keep up with it, the next time it's going to be a second-time offense, and then the citation that you were going to have potentially imposed at that time because of it being a second offense, if it were for the same thing, would be $100 and not $75. So I understand hard times and whatnot, but I also understand, you know, the purpose of the city keeping up with right. the licensing and vaccination is essentially for the protection of everyone, you know, and... So I won't impose the $75, but do know if this happens again in the future, it will be a $100 citation that you're written. And similarly, in any kind of future hearing, I'll also be looking at these different times that, you know, any kind of evidence that would be submitted. So just make sure you keep up with it. Just a couple things for the record, for the record which is recorded. I'm going to find the city staff met all notice requirements for these proceedings, that you, Ariel Curtis, and your husband, Nathan Prince, owned and still own Harley Hunter, the not neutered or spayed dog. So I'm finding that you violated Section 851A and that they proved the violation to the standard of proof, however, and that you did assert your right to a hearing here. But as you, prior to the hearing, paid the animal registration fee, I'm not going to impose the $75 penalty, which would be appropriate were that to be the way that I went with it, but I'm not going to. So there's nothing actually for me to order you to do because you've paid the applicable fines and, or the applicable fee, pardon me, and the proof of rabies vaccination wasn't an issue. So this is a final action by the city. Just make sure you keep up with it in the future. Okay? And we'll send you an order to your house that states this.
Okay.
And you'll get it in a couple weeks by the time it goes through channels and gets to you. So thanks. Thank you for your time today. And that's it. Unless you
have
anything
else. My kids
are
sure happy we don't have to pedal to school anymore.
So, yeah.
Let me just add that this goes for all of your animals. I know you do have another dog.
Yeah,
so if that happens with Dinah also.
I think they're both paid now.
They are both paid now, yes. But if that comes up for Dinah, that's considered a second offense. Okay, because it goes with the property. It doesn't go with each individual animal. Okay?
Okay. Breathe now.
Thanks again. Have a nice day.
Thank you. I only have 6 more classes to go to my bachelor's degree now.
Good
luck.
For you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in.
Okay. And there's no one else on the docket. So.
No one else here, no.
Carl, enjoy your day. Unless you see someone
Carl.
Outside, don't worry about it. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Are you here for animal court? Are you here for the animal court?
Oh,
Okay, then we'll just go ahead and...
That's it.
Okay.
Thanks again.
Thanks.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay, any order, if you just wanted to go through the agenda from here on out, whatever's easiest for you, as there are no other people remaining in the audience.
Yeah, we can just go through the agenda.
All right. Starting with agenda item number 7?
Correct.
Okay. And that's case number 2014-110913, City of Palm Coast versus Stephen Tucker. Ms. Flammer.
96 Polder Rock Drive, Nayla, the spayed dog. This is a second offense for failure to license. We mailed our first notice explaining what the, from last year, the fine and lien that was imposed on the property, and that a second offense was coming up. We sent a second notice on October 31st. Citation was November 26th. It was mailed certified. A notice was left. And the hearing was posted January 13th, mail certified and signed by a Matthew Westover. Don't know who that is. So a second offense of $100 and an additional $5 for the license.
Okay.
So a total of $10 because they still haven't paid for last year's license, but that was... on last year's.
If that was on last year's order, I don't know.
Yeah, then we don't put it on again. No.
But thank you for the information. Okay, well, the correct address you're saying is 96 Boulder Rock. Somebody signed for it. I'm assuming that, I know that you tend to look at the property records, at least when there's a legal description. Did you have a chance to do
yes,
so? And it showed that they were still there, even though, and it's fine, obviously, when not Stephen Tucker necessarily signs for that, but if you did check property records, are you sure that that's still their
That is still their property. There is still, by the way, I checked the utilities for all of these properties that were coming, and
okay.
They all have current.
Okay.
They're all current in there. There is current.
Okay, got it.
So they get water.
Yeah.
And it is under their names, so, yeah.
Okay, this is dog Nala. The animal license you said expired October 9th?
Yes.
2013, pardon me.
Yeah.
And rabies certification, just so I'm making a note here, expired May 29th, 2013. And the cost of the animal license then, since they're going to be $5. And did you want to move all of the evidence into the record as a composite Exhibit A that you have presented?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
This was a mandatory appearance also.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and from the information as well as your testimony, I'll go ahead and make my findings in order in relation to this case and Stephen Tucker. I'll find that the city staff met all notice requirements for the animal control proceedings for today, that Stephen Tucker owned and still owns the animal Nala, a spayed dog, at all relevant times of notice and the date of these proceedings. I'm going to find that Stephen Tucker violated Section 8-51A, that this is a second offense, and that the city proved the violation by the appropriate standard of proof, with the earlier mentioned dates noted relative to the expiration of the relevant license and certification. Mr. Tucker is not here today. No one is present on his behalf. And to date, Mr. Tucker has not paid the animal registration fee of $5 or provided the necessary rabies paperwork to the city. The $100 fee for the second offense violation is appropriate, and Stephen Tucker must meet the requirements, the following requirements on or before, let's see, today's February 3rd. I'll say February 20th, just in a little bit of time. And that is that Mr. Tucker must, on or before February 20th, 2015, pay the $5 animal license fee to the city and obtain a rabies certificate and provide that to the city, the current rabies certificate. If this is done by October 20th, the fine is not imposed. However,
The city recommends that the fine still be imposed because this is their second offense. Mm-hmm.
Well, and they certainly did.
And this was a mandatory appearance.
And it was a November violation. So they've already had notice for, let's see, the whole month of December and January, really. So they had over 2 months to pay this, and they did not show up for the mandatory appearance that I... Okay, I'm actually going to change what I was going to order in this matter. As Mr. Tucker was found to have violated Section 8-51A for the second time offense and not show up today to explain otherwise or ask for or present anything in relation to this matter, I'm going to go ahead and find that the penalty of $100 is appropriate and is imposed by virtue of the order which issues relative to today's hearing. In addition to the $100 penalty, which is to be paid to the city, Mr. Tucker must still pay the $5 animal license to the city and obtain a rabies certificate and provide that to the city. And this should be done by February 20th, 2015. And that will actually conclude this matter. It's final action by the city. And that's it for agenda item number 7. Let's see. Agenda item number 8, moving along, is case number 2014-110937, the City of Palm Coast versus Rhonda Harvey. At 27A Bunker View Drive. It looks like this is a second offense. Ms. Frank.
Yes, Rhonda Harvey at 27A Bunker View Drive with a male dog, Gucci. This is a second offense. The first offense, they still have not licensed Gucci. She still has not licensed Gucci.
Okay.
So 2 years back. First notice was mailed August 12th. Second notice October 31st. Citation November 26th. It was signed for, but the signature was unintelligible. And the hearing was posted January 13th. It's mailed certified January 14th. It has not been picked up. So $10 and $100 citation.
And
the city recommends that the citation stand.
Okay, and for purposes of the recorded record, did you want to ensure that you moved into evidence all of the evidence submitted for this hearing?
Yes.
Okay. I'll accept that as composite exhibit A. And for the record, the November 26th, 2014 citation, which was
signed for after being sent certified mail does note the mandatory appearance required for today, and no one is here, neither Rhonda Harvey or anyone on her behalf in relation to this matter. Dog's name is Gucci. So that's the $100. And same thing, you still know that property record and utilities, as you had mentioned before, that does happen to be the address of Rhonda Harvey as far as...
Yes, it is. She is a renter.
Okay.
But she is still current and there is still consumption of the utilities.
Okay. So for Gucci, the male dog, the animal license expired 10-12, was it 13 or 14?
13.
Okay, and Ruby's expired March 2nd, 2014, correct. Okay. And that was a $10 license fee that they should have paid because it is a not a neutered dog. Going to go ahead and enter an order then, based upon the testimony and evidence received today. I will find that the city staff met all notice requirements for the animal control proceedings, that Ms. Rhonda Harvey owned Gucci, the male dog, and still owns the animal. I will find that Ms. Harvey violated Section 8-51A, and that the city proved the violation by the appropriate standard of proof, with the earlier mentioned dates noted regarding the expiration of the license and certification as to rabies. Ms. Harvey, again, is not here for the hearing today, and to date, the city has provided that she has not paid the animal registration fee or provided the necessary rabies paperwork to the city. Given that this is a second offense, the $100 penalty I will find as appropriate. And given that the requirements provided for by the citation have not been met to date, I will impose the $100 penalty by virtue of the order that issues from today's hearing. Further, Ms. Rhonda Harvey is ordered to still pay the $10 animal license fee to the city and obtain a rabies certificate and provide that to the city. I'll include in my order that that should be done as far as the paying the $10 and the rabies certificate on or before February 20th, because this should be brought into compliance as soon as possible. And the order will reflect that information, and that is the final action today by the city of Palm Coast. Okay, moving on, it looks like the next agenda item is also for Ms. Rhonda Harvey at the same address.
Correct.
All right. Okay, agenda item number 9, case number 2014-110938, City of Palm Coast versus Ms. Rhonda Harvey again, for another second offense of Section 8-51A. Ms. Plain.
5-star, female dog. The license expired October 12, 2013. The rabies expired March 2nd, 2014. First notice was mailed August 12, 2014. The second notice, October 31st, 2014. Citation was issued November 26th, 2014, and the hearing was posted January 13th of 2015. To date, she has not submitted the $10 license fee or current rabies certificate for 5-star female dog.
Okay.
City recommends $100 and the $10 license tag fee.
Okay, and that was for the animal license? It expired October 12th of which year? Was it 13? Is it the year before?
Yeah, 13.
Okay, thank you. Okay. This is Rhonda Harvey of 27A Bunker View Drive. I'll find that. She lives at that address and continues to, but that was a correct address. And they are address, you said. Okay, and this is for Five Star, the female dogs, and that would have been a $10 license fee that they did not pay. As of the other agenda items, would you want to on the city's behalf, or are you moving all of the evidence into the record at this time?
Yes.
Okay. Again, Ms. Rhonda Harvey is not present today. So now I'll go ahead and make my findings and enter my order here. I will find that the city staff met all notice requirements for the animal control proceedings, that Ms. Harvey owned and still owned the animal, Five Star, a female dog. Yes. I find that Ms. Harvey violated Section 8-51A and that the city proved the violation by the appropriate standard of proof with the earlier mentioned dates of expiration of the animal license and rabies certification. Ms. Harvey did not assert her right to a hearing today, and I'll find that today. She has not paid the animal registration fee of $10 or provided the necessary rabies paperwork to the city. I'm going to find that the penalty for a second offense of $100 for this violation was appropriate, and it will be hereby imposed by virtue of the order issuing from today's hearing. I will further find that Ms. Harvey must still meet the following requirements, and that is to pay a $10 animal license fee to the city for the animal license which expired and was due for this year. And they still need to, of course, obtain the rabies certificate and provide that to the city. And as to this agenda item number 9, then, with Ms. Harvey, that's a final action by the City Palm Coast. And we'll move on to agenda item number 10.
Yes.
Okay. Case number 2014-110915, City of Palm Coast versus Julie Menendez. Ms. Blamer.
Julie Menendez, 34 Buttermilk Drive. She is the owner. Spayed dog Matilda, whose license expired October 27th of 2014. The rabies is still good. That does not expire until 2017. So we mailed the first notice on August 12th, 2014. The second notice, October 31st of 2014. Citation was issued November 26th of 2014, mailed and delivered December 6th. The post office did not provide us with who signed for it. A glitch probably in their system. I couldn't get it, but it did say it was delivered. The hearing was posted on January 13th, mailed certified January 14th, and signed for by Jay Menendez. $5 is due. We do not need a rabies certificate, and the city is recommending that they pay the $5 by, is it February 20th we're dealing with?
Yes, I think that's reasonable.
And if not, okay. And then if not, the $75 citation should be imposed.
Okay. Any contact from Ms. Menendez? I clearly see from the evidence on record that the citation and the notice of hearing were delivered. So they certainly had notice of both.
No, we never received any calls or anything.
Okay. Well, then I'll go ahead and make my findings, and that will be relevant for the order which we'll issue in regards to today's hearing. City staff met all notice requirements for the animal control proceedings today. I'll find that the person owned and still owns the animal. So Julie Menendez owned Matilda, the spayed dog, and still owns the animal. I'll find that Ms. Menendez violated Section 8-51A, and the city proved the violation by the appropriate standard of proof, with the animal license having expired on October 27, 2014. Julie Menendez did not assert her right to a hearing, and no one was present on her behalf. To date, Julie Menendez has not paid the animal registration fee of $5. Therefore, the penalty of $75 for the first time offense was appropriate, and I'm going to order that Ms. Menendez meet the following requirements on or before February 20th, 2015, and that is to pay the $5 animal license fee to the city. If this is not done by February 20th, if it's done by February 20th, 2015, the fine will not be imposed. If Ms. Menendez does not meet the requirements by February 20th, however, the fine of $75 will be imposed by virtue of today's order, and Ms. Menendez will be further ordered to pay the applicable animal license fee of $5 in addition to the $75 fee, which will be imposed if those requirements are not met by the 20th of February. This is a final action by the City of Palm Coast. Okay, next item to address seems to be agenda item number 14.
They came into compliance today, so that has been withdrawn.
Okay, and then it looks like we're going down the agenda to 21.
Correct.
Okay. Case number 2014-110956. City of Palm Coast versus Silvana Porter of 97 Plainview Drive. Ms. Flamer.
This was a mandatory appearance. In 22nd of 2013, two $75 citations were issued for two dogs, Precious and Capone. That was January 2013. October of 2013, they complied, so we withdrew the two $75 citations. September 22nd of 2014, two citations were issued for failure to license, Precious and Capone again. A month later, in October 28th, 2014, they complied, so we withdrew the two citations again. In August 12th, 2014, the first notice was mailed for Dexter. Second notice was mailed October 31st of 2014 for Dexter. The citation was issued November 26th. The notice of hearing was posted on January 12th. On January 13th, they complied. But since this we have already withdrawn four $75 citations. They do know that they get these notices, and the city recommends that the $75 citation stand. And since this was a mandatory hearing and they did not come to plead their case, it should stand.
And it was, okay, so January 13th, 2015 is when they both received a certified mailing and came in and complied, and she paid?
She was posted. She hadn't received the... She hadn't received the mail yet because it was just posted the day before. It was posted on January 12th. She came in on the 13th. But that wasn't the citation. That was the notice of hearing. And when she came in, I called her and left her a message saying that she still has to appear at the hearing because this was mandatory because of the other citations that we withdrew.
Make a couple quick notes just so I have one for later. This is Salon Porter. This is for her pet name of Dexter, male dog. And she's still at 97 Plainview Drive. Correct.
Yes. Okay, rabies is not an issue.
Correct.
Because that doesn't expire until September 8th, 2017. Okay. And, I know it's I would assume that it's the city's intention, but as far as the evidence which has been presented in the hearing, are you moving that into evidence of record?
Yes.
She was informed that she should have been here today as far as it being a mandatory hearing.
Yes. And it also states it on the citation she received.
Mm-hmm. With because this is a first offense.
We have waived the $75 citation for other previous times. So it really isn't a first offense, it's just the first...
That's been kind of brought to your hearing.
Correct.
Just looking at the citation where it notes... the mandatory appearance required for today, and that if you wish to contest this charge, you must appear before the hearing officer at 160 Cypress Point Parkway. And then if they wanted to pay the fine and avoid a hearing, they must within 10 days of November 26th pay this notice. And you said that this is four different times the $75 citation has been waived?
Yes, four other $75 citations for the same offense have been waived.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and enter my order. I'll find that city staff met all notice requirements for the animal control proceedings today. I'll find that Sylvana Porter owned and still owns the animal, Dexter, his favorite dog. I'll find that Sylvana Porter violated Section 8-51A and that the city proved the violation by the appropriate standard of proof with the earlier mentioned date noted relative to the expiration of the license. Ms. Porter did not assert her right to a hearing today. And while she paid the animal registration fee, that this was not done within the time frame as provided for on the citation. And as city staff noted, there have been four different matters upon which this has been an issue for Ms. Porter where the $75 citation fee was not brought to hearing and waived. I'm going to therefore find that the $75 penalty was appropriate and is imposed. And that will be written up in an order from today's hearing. This is for a first offense, just to note again for the record. And I would further I don't have to say anything about future proceedings. In any event, she was in violation of Section 8-51A, and that may be appropriate findings necessary for the order today, and this is a final action by the city that $75 should be paid within 30 days of today's hearing, so by, say, March 4th. So it looks like we're moving along to agenda item number 23, case number 2014-101-424, the City of Palm Coast versus Joshua Rosa. And whenever you're ready.
Joshua Rosa at 19 Ridley Lane, Bubba, the neuter dog. license expired September 22nd, 2014. The rabies expired September 11th of 2014. First notice was mailed July 1st. Second notice, October 9th. Citation was issued October 27th. Mailed certified and signed for by Tabitha Rosa. Hearing was posted on January 13th, mailed certified and signed for by Josh. City recommends that they pay the $5 license tag fee, submit a current rabies certificate by February 20th, and if not, then the $75 citation to stand.
Okay, and for the record, are you on the city's behalf moving all evidence which has been presented into the record as Exhibit A?
Yes.
Okay. And with Joshua Rosa not being present and no one being here on his behalf, I'll go ahead and enter my findings in order based upon the testimony and evidence presented. I'll find that city staff met all notice requirements for the animal control proceedings, that Joshua Rosa owned and still owns the animal, Bubba, the spayed dog, on all relevant dates as to this hearing, and that Joshua Rosa is found to have violated Section 8-51A, and that the city proved the violation by the appropriate standard of proof with the earlier mentioned dates noted relative to the expiration of the relevant license or certifications for rabies. To date, Joshua Rosa has not paid the animal registration fee and has not provided the necessary rabies paperwork to the city. I'll find that the $75 penalty assessed by the city was an appropriate amount for a first-time violation, and that Joshua Rosa must meet the following requirements on or before February 20th, 2015. And that is to pay the $5 animal license fee to the city and to obtain a rabies certificate and provide that to the city. If this is done by February 20th, 2015, a fine will not be imposed. However, if Joshua Rosa does not meet the requirements on or before February 20th, the fine of $75 will be imposed by virtue of today's order, and he will be further ordered to still pay the applicable animal license fee of $5. This is in addition to the $75 fee if he does not meet the requirements, as well as he's further ordered to obtain and provide a proof of a current rabies vaccination to the city. And this is a final action by the city of Palm Coast. Like the next one on the agenda for today is agenda item number 24, case number 2014-101430, City of Palm Coast versus Tabitha Culbreth. And Ms. Flamer for the city.
This one is the same date as the previous and has the same signatures as the previous case.
Joshua Rosa. I didn't realize it was the same address.
Well, it is the same address, but it's different account numbers.
Okay.
And different...
just two different renters, probably.
Joshua Rosa is the owner of the property.
You're right.
We have Tabitha Culbreth here, but as the, owner of the next two. But it was signed for by a Tabitha Rosa. So we've got a lot of names going in there.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure.
By order, would it mean to issue in the same name, all the notices would be in, correct.
So that would be Tabitha Culbreth for these next two. Okay. I just wanted you to know that.
Thank you for noting that.
They're all, and I'm assuming that Tabitha Rosa is Tabitha Culbreth, but, we don't have anything except for the signature for the thing. But anyway, Cross, who is a neuter cat, the license expired September 17th. The rabies expired September 11th. First notice was mailed July 1st. Second notice, October 9th. Citation was issued October 27th and mail certified and signed for by Tabitha Rosa. The hearing was posted January 13th, mailed certified and signed for by Josh. City recommends a $5 license tag fee, a current rabies certificate to be submitted by February 20th. If not, then a $75 citation to be imposed.
And just to note, when I'm looking at the property appraiser printout that's included, because the owner name is Joshua, Rosa, and Danielle, and it says husband and wife?
Correct.
Okay, so as far as the...
Tabitha Colbert or Rosa.
Right, I don't know. Well, I'm definitely not going to be including the parcel number on there if it's not
right.
Showing that she's owned it. So.
Right. Okay. I wasn't sure about that and how you would do that, so that was... Thank you for clarifying.
Sure. I'm not sure whether or not she's a tenant, but I'm not going to find that she's an owner in any of that since we're a little unsure.
Right, or a daughter, or,
right.
Or a new wife, or whatever.
Okay. All right, well, in any event, Tabitha Colbreth is not present, nor is anyone here on her behalf today. I'll go ahead and, based upon the testimony and evidence received, go ahead and enter the findings in regards to Cross, the neutered cat. I'll find that city staff met all notice requirements for the animal control proceedings, that Tabitha Colbreth owned and still owns the animal Cross, the neutered cat, and is found to have violated Section 8-51A, and that the city proved the violation by the appropriate standard of proof, with the earlier mentioned dates noted relative to the expiration of the license, as well as the rabies certification. Can I ask a quick question? The animal license mm-hmm. and rabies certification, you noted September 17th and September 11th, respectively, for those dates. Is that 2014?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, it didn't print it out for some reason.
All right. And to date, I will find that Ms. Colbreth has not paid the animal registration fee and has not provided the necessary rabies paperwork to the city. I'll find that the $75 penalty is appropriate and that Tabitha Colbreth must meet the following requirements on or before February 20th, 2015, and that is to pay the $5 animal license fee to the city and to obtain a rabies certificate and provide that to the city. This is done by February 20th. The fine of $75 will not be imposed. However, if Tabitha Colbreth does not meet the requirements noted by February 20th, 2015, the fine of $75 will be imposed by virtue of today's order, and Tabitha Colbreth will be further ordered to still pay the applicable animal license fee of $5 and to obtain and provide proof of rabies vaccination to the city. This is a final action by the city as to this matter for Cross and the new cat. And then we'll move along to agenda item number 25, which is also for Ms. Tabitha Colbert of 19 Ridley Lane. And that's case number, 2014-101431. Ms.
Blank. Motto, neuter cat. The license expired September 17th, 2014. Rabies expired September 11, 2014. First notice was mailed July 1st. Second notice, October 9th. Citation was issued October 27th, mailed, certified, and signed for by Tabitha Rosa. The hearing was posted January 13th, mailed, certified, and signed for by Josh. City recommends a $5 license tag fee, a current rabies certificate to be submitted prior before February 20th. If not, then to the $75 citation to be imposed.
Okay. And as with the other agenda items, did you want all of the evidence of record entered into the record as an exhibit?
Yes.
Again, Tabitha Holbrook is not present for today's hearing. And based upon the testimony and evidence received today, I'm going to go ahead and enter my findings for the order. I'll find that the city staff met all notice requirements for the animal control proceedings, that Tabitha Colbreth owned and still owns the animal Motto, the neutered cat. I'll find that Tabitha Colbreth is found to have violated Section 8-51A and that the city proved violation by the appropriate standard of proof, with the earlier mentioned dates noted relevant to the expiration of the animal license as well as the vaccination certification for rabies. Ms. Colbreth did not assert her right to attend a hearing today. To date, she has not paid the animal registration fee, nor has she provided the necessary rabies paperwork to the city. I find that the penalty of $75 for the first time offense was appropriate, and that Ms. Colbreth must meet the following requirements on or before February 20th, 2015, and that is to pay the $5 animal license fee to the city and to obtain a rabies certificate and to provide that to the city. If this is done by February 20th, the fine is not imposed. If Tabitha Colbreth does not meet the requirements by February 20th, the fine of $75 will be imposed by virtue of today's order, and she will be further ordered to pay the applicable animal license fee of $5 in addition to paying that $75, and to still obtain and provide proof of rabies vaccination to the city. And this is a final action by the City of Palm Coast. We already heard agenda item number 26. We'll move on to agenda item 30. Is this the last one?
Correct.
Okay. And that's case number 2014-110949, City of Palm Coast versus Frank Panarella of 10 Smith Trail. Ms. Flamer.
Bubba, the neutered dog, whose license tag expired October 9th of 2014, the rabies that we have on record also expired October 9th of 2014. First notice was mailed August 12th. Second notice mailed October 31st. The citation was posted November 26th, mailed certified and signed for by Kathy Panarella. The hearing was posted January 24th, mailed certified. There is no result from that mailing. About an hour before the hearing today, a gentleman came in with $5 and wrote his phone number and address on a sticky note and left it at the front desk. But we still need a current rabies certificate. So he did not want to wait for the front desk to get in touch with us. So he left. So the city recommends that a current rabies certificate be supplied by February 20th, if not, then the $75 citation to stand. This residence is currently scheduled for, I don't know if I should say this.
There is current usage
on the utilities.
Okay.
Yeah, and steady current usage. So, current rabies certificate by February 20th. If not, then the $75 citation to stand.
Okay, and Frank Panarella of 10 Smith Trail looks to be the owner by the property records, and
correct,
still to be the owner. This is again for Bubba the neutered dog.
Oh, and I enter this into evidence of record.
Thank you. And Mr. Frank Panarella is not here today, nor is anyone on his behalf. And that was $5 today that you said he
today,
came in with?
Yes.
So that's been paid. So
that's been
the
paid,
rabies.
But we still need a current rabies.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay, great. Then I'll go ahead and enter the findings for an order from today's hearing. I'll find that city staff met all notice requirements for the animal control proceedings, that Frank Panarella owned and still owns the animal Bubba, a spayed dog. I'll find that the city...
Neutered dog.
I'm sorry, neutered dog. Mr. Panarella has found to have violated Section 8-51A and that the city proved the violation by the appropriate standard of proof with the earlier mentioned dates on the animal license, which had expired on October 9th, 2014, was brought up today. Mr. Panarella is not here for today's hearing. To date, Mr. Panarella, while he provided the $5 animal registration license fee, he did not provide the necessary rabies paperwork to the city, that having expired on October 9th, 2014. I'll find that the $75 citation was appropriate and that Mr. Frank Panarella must meet the following requirements on or before February 20th, 2015. And that is to obtain a current rabies certificate and provide that to the city. If this is done by February 20th, the fine will not be imposed. However, if Mr. Panarella does not meet the requirements by February 20th, the fine of $75 will be imposed by virtue of today's order. And he will be further ordered to still obtain and provide the proof of a current rabies vaccination to the city. And this is a final action by the city of Palm Coast. That being said, there are no remaining items on the agenda, so we'll move to unfinished business. Nothing to report here. Anything from the city?
None to report.
Old business? Nothing to report here. Anything from the city?
None to report.
New business? Nothing to report here. Anything from the city?
None to report.
Okay, and as far as an announcement of the next animal control hearing, that will be April 7th, 2015 at 1 p.m. And hearing no other business, this meeting and hearings are adjourned.
2:14
2:14 p.m.